This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Polish police said Tuesday the situation remained calm overnight along the country's border with Belarus after clashes broke out Monday between guards and hundreds, if not thousands, of migrants camped on the border between the two countries. Poland and Belarus traded accusations Tuesday about the escalating months-long crisis at the border. Poland and other EU member states accused Belarus of encouraging illegal migrants from the Middle East, Afghanistan, and Africa to cross the border into the EU in revenge for sanctions already slapped on the government of Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko over human rights abuses. From his Twitter account, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said it is in Poland's interest to seal its border, and because of Belarus's actions, the stability and security of the entire EU is at stake. Belarus denies the accusations and its defense ministry saying in a statement Tuesday that the allegations are unfounded and unsubstantiated. The Belarus foreign ministry in its own statement further warned Poland against the use of any provocations. A spokesman for Poland's special services told the Reuters news agency there could be as many as 12,000 migrants in Belarus. The Cumbre Vieja volcano on the Spanish island of La Palma erupted overnight and spewed lava and ash Tuesday as the eruption continues for its eighth week. From its Twitter account, the Canary Islands Volcanology Institute, also known as InVulcan, posted video of the towering ash plumes and lava flows from the volcano's crater. Since the eruption started September 19th, authorities have declared more than 8,200 hectares between the volcano and the Atlantic Ocean off limits. Only police, soldiers, and scientists are allowed to move freely in the exclusion zone, which cuts La Palma's western shore in two. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in Paris Tuesday for a four-day visit designed to ease tensions between the United States and France over a nuclear submarine deal. Washington's relations with the longtime ally hit a historic low this year after a U.S.-British submarine deal with Australia scuttled a French deal with the Australians. Harris will sit down with French President Emmanuel Macron Wednesday at the Elysee Palace for talks that are expected to focus on ways the two nations can better coordinate efforts in the Indo-Pacific and other issues impacting the relationship. The high-level meeting comes less than 2 weeks after President Joe Biden met Macron on the margins of the Group 20 summit in Rome and acknowledged his administration had handled the submarine deal in a clumsy way. During her four-day visit, her third overseas, Harris will also attend a peace forum with other world leaders, participate in a multilateral conference on Libya, and take part in commemorations of the anniversary of the end of World War I. Thousands of people gathered outside of New Zealand's parliament building in the capital, Wellington, Tuesday to protest the government's COVID-19 vaccine mandates and lockdowns intended to curb the spread of the coronavirus. An estimated 2,000 to 3,000 protesters marched through central Wellington carrying signs with various anti-mandate slogans, with many waving campaign flags of former U.S. President Donald Trump. Security personnel closed nearly all entrances to the parliament campus and its iconic Beehive building during the demonstrations. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told reporters inside parliament that what we saw today was not representative of the vast bulk of New Zealanders. U.S. Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also known as AOC, attended the ongoing U.N. climate talks in Glasgow, Scotland, Tuesday, saying she hopes to see the U.S. reestablish itself as a world leader in the fight against global warming. Speaking to reporters inside the conference site, Ocasio-Cortez urged young people from around the world to stay in the streets and keep pushing. Young climate activists in their global street protests have been instrumental in pressing governments to cut emissions of greenhouse gases. The liberal New York U.S. representative ran for office on a platform of pushing U.S. efforts to cut emissions and address climate change. She was in Glasgow as part of a U.S. congressional delegation led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She said the delegation wants to see the U.S. reestablish itself as a leader and drive down emissions and encourage our partners to do the same. Four astronauts returned to Earth aboard a SpaceX capsule Monday night, ending a 200-day mission to the International Space Station. Their capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Pensacola, Florida, in darkness. Recovery boats with spotlights provided help for crews in assisting the astronauts. They arrived back home just 8 hours after